This episode brought to you by Joanna Martin. Joanna Martin, the friend that smiles back. Thanks, Joanna.
Welcome to Calmunity, a Blimey Cal fan cast. I am your host, Zachary Fonts, and I am joined today by our esteemed guests, Abby Goulet.
Hello.
Jack Wright.
Hey.
And Sarah Iddings.
Hello, everyone.
Bringing the background for us today are producers Joe Rep and Matteo.
That's his exact name.
It's Matthew Bird, but okay.
This week on the show, we will be discussing most recent episodes of Messy Mondays covering the past month. We will be playing the famed hashtag game from the official podcast, and we will be discussing Brother Brother Time Season 2. Which will be interesting, because I have not seen it.
It's a good thing you have the rest of us to save you there.
That's right.
Yes, I have always find myself relying on my friends. I think there's a quote to that effect, but I'm missing it. Well, without further ado, let's start talking about last month's Messy Mondays.
Woo.
Yeah.
All right.
So, 7 annoying questions homeschoolers get asked. Abby, what was your favorite part of this episode?
Overall, just how... Like, I have a bunch of homeschooled friends, and I'm not homeschooled, so I've probably asked them all these questions.
Yep, and I work in the public a lot. I work in a nursing home, and my residents there are always going, oh, what high school did you go to? And they ask me all these questions. So I go through, and I watch this video. I'm like, oh, so true. Especially the bit about... Do you ever wish that you had been to regular school?
Yeah, that was...
No.
Not really.
No. I'm one of those who actually
not
did, but that's weird.
Yeah, like... I forgot what I was going to say. Keep going.
Jack, what about you? What was your favorite part of this episode?
Well, as a homeschooler, a lot of the things that the Blimey Cows homeschool things say, I don't really relate to. So, I don't know what that means about my homeschoolerness, but something I did enjoy about that was they go to the store and Kelly asks, is school out early? And having him just say yes, that is something I've done many times. Many, many times.
Yeah.
So.
For me, it's... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say... I remember being afraid of people asking me that question and going, how am I going to explain this in a totally legit sounding manner? One morning, I'm biking through the park and I pass by this policeman that's just parked there. I'm like, oh, please don't ask me why I'm in school. Please don't ask me why I'm not in school. He didn't even get out of his car. But the whole time I'm just like, what am I going to say to this guy?
I always thought like the biggest question, like, what grade are you in? Like, I asked my homeschool friend that and she was like, oh, well, I never really knew what grade I was in. And I was like, what? Like, how do you not know? But apparently that's a thing. Like, you do, like, a bit of all the grades or something. I don't know what she said. She said she was doing, like, 3 grades at once. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how old are you? 12? He's in 12.
Yep. Good old Tim Hawkins. I always thought that was kind of an interesting topic just because... It can vary so much from homeschooler to homeschooler because mm-hmm. I always knew what grade I was in. My brother, not so much. My brother was kind of all over the place, but I had a very set schedule. It's so subjective and it's kind of nice. It's mm-hmm. more effective for each person.
Yeah. For me, like I also really enjoyed that store scene because as the oldest of 11.
Oh, wow.
Everybody in the entire store knows that I'm homeschooled. Like, there's no question as to whether or not I'm homeschooled. So it's just like, they know why I'm not in school. They're just wondering, how do you survive this? I don't know.
I've basically been asked that. Like, Sarah, how did you stand being homeschooled all those years? Did you, like, never leave the house? Dude.
You should have just been like, no, I'd never leave the house, like, ever. I just stay home all the time.
I know, right? And people in public school people who are in public school, they're just like, well, how did you have any social life? And I'm just going, dude, I did so many things. I had a bigger social life than you did. What are you saying?
It's so weird to me how people don't understand the concept of a co-op. Like, yeah, I tried to explain, well, I kind of did go to school. It was just only once a week, and it was all my friends' parents teaching me.
What do they say in schools? You're not socialized, they're not socialized. What do you get in trouble for public school? Socializing.
So true.
I actually thought homeschoolers had, like, way better field trips. Like, my friend would tell me, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah. Like, just for a random field trip, we went to, like, the science center, and then the next day we went to the ROM. I was like, what? Those are, like, the two field trips for public school for the year.
Yeah. We went to Monterey. We used to do it once a year, but then more kids came, and that became implausible. But every year, Monterey has a homeschool day.
Mm. Sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always got to go to the fair for free once a year, and we would tour the ice cream factories, and we toured the computer parts making factory. Oh my goodness. We did a lot of stuff. We did an entomology field trip that was pretty interesting.
That's cool.
Let's move on to the next episode of the month. What'd you guys all think of the single questions? What was it called? When people ask why you're single.
That one was good.
That made me laugh. Even though I'm not technically single, I have a boyfriend. But I can still relate to that because people are always going, so when are you guys going to get married? And I'm sitting here like, later. Whenever we feel like it. I don't know. Some other time. We're still figuring life out, okay?
I just hate it when, like, people think, like, that's such, like, a normal question to ask, and you're just sitting there, like, like, either I didn't, like, choose to be single, or, like, what is it your business? Like, I'm just single. It's not, like, a downgrade from being in a couple or something like that. It's so weird.
Yeah. And some people just don't want a significant other, and other people just cannot get that through their heads. Yeah.
I do want a significant other. I just don't have one. I made it awkward.
Awkward producer is awkward. Anyway. Something else that was interesting about these episodes was that they live streamed the production of the filming of these episodes. Was anybody besides me watching those?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I watched one of them.
I saw part of the live stream for 7 Annoying Questions Homeschoolers Get Asked, and I tuned into the part where they were shooting the Big Head Kid scene about, well, looks like it's another day of sleeping until 1 and having pizza and video games, and oh my goodness, they did so many retakes, and it was hilarious. Yes. Awesome. Jordan looked like he was just going to die shooting that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or the Grandpa Jordan scene. I don't think you were watching for this, but the Grandpa Jordan scene where Kelly is like, where he's like, well, why don't you get a boyfriend and jump out the window? And they had to reshoot that one several times because they could not keep straight faces.
Oh, I saw one. They did the one just after that, I think, with Tim. And they were like, she would bring him in and be like, Tim! Except they had to do that like a bunch of times. So all you hear is Jordan, Tim! And then soon after is like laughing. And then, Tim! I must have heard that like for 15 minutes. It was pretty funny.
Oh.
Fun fact about that episode is it originally was going to be Mustache Jordan instead of Grandpa Josh. They changed like as they were filming. Wouldn't this make more sense?
It was going to be Mustache Josh instead of Grandpa Jordan.
Did I say it backwards?
Yeah.
Mustache Jordan. That'd be funny, too.
That would be.
And Grandpa Josh.
That would be awesome.
We need to challenge them to do that on some episode.
Oh, yeah.
Grandpa Josh would be funny.
They need to play each other's roles. Hipster Jordan and Big Head Josh.
Yeah.
Did Big Head Josh once. He's actually pretty good. Like, I was surprised. It's really hard to imitate his voice, and Josh did a pretty good job.
That was on one of the Ask Jordan episodes, wasn't it?
I think so.
I feel like it might have been on a podcast. Maybe not, though.
Oh, I do remember something like that.
I think they have done it on a podcast at some point. I don't know if it's the same one that we're all thinking of.
On one of the podcasts, they did Big Head Kid and... Oh, an actor.
Nicolas Cage?
Oh, yeah.
Nicolas Cage, thank you. Big Head Kid, Nicolas Cage on a plane.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was. I laughed so hard.
Oh, they need to listen to the podcast more.
They haven't made an episode in forever.
I think they tweeted that they were recording one
They're doing a Serial parody. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Me too. I've missed their podcast so much.
We have season two.
We're so desperate for their podcast that we're sitting here making our own.
Yeah.
I know.
That's right.
You know, there's a silver lining to every cloud.
Yep, pretty much.
I almost said there was a cloud to every silver lining.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, it could be that too, but it sounds so much more downer.
Yeah.
Life is pain.
Speaking of downer, have you guys experienced any of the micro persecution that comes from hearing Happy Holidays?
That was a good segue.
Oh, it hurts me every time.
And, like, Happy Holidays is just, like, ruined. It's just micro persecution.
Trigger word. Get me my safe room.
Titans are my trigger.
That was a very good episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of my favorites of the year.
That is, mm-hmm. Yes, that is one of it my is. All-time favorite episodes now. That one and Taking the Christ Out of Christian.
Those two plus Love the Sin, Hate the Sinner are like my favorites. Love the Sin, Hate the Sinner still is on top though.
It's been a while since I've seen that one. I gotta rewatch it sometime.
Yeah, same here. I only remember pieces.
I don't remember that episode at all.
Change laws, not hearts. Anyway, so what was your favorite part about the micro persecution episode? Let's start with you, Sarah.
Oh my gosh. Probably the whole thing. Just, I think what stood out to me the most was the bit about trigger words, because that has been something that has been showing up in the news so much that I just roll my eyes at. Like, everybody gets so offended about everything, mm-hmm. and I love the way they just played with that.
Hmm. Well, what about you, Jack?
I haven't... yeah. Great. I haven't heard Happy Holidays that much this Christmas season. So, it didn't really remind me of this episode that much. But it was a very good episode.
You didn't hear Happy Holidays because people saw the episode. They wanted to be more conscientious towards us.
That explains it.
Obviously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Blimey, oh, Trump, making a difference in the world.
Yes! Speaking of which, I believe my favorite part of the episode was Josh's Barack Obama impression.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, yes.
We are going to buy our Santa Claus.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, no. Dude, did you guys pause it and look at the little newsreels on the part?
Oh, no. Yes. I like to read those, but I forgot to on that one.
The elves.
That was so good. Mrs. Yes. Claus divorces.
The reindeer were forced to run treadmills to power the workshop.
Rudolph tells all.
Yes.
Elves unionize.
And what about you, Abby?
I think I loved, I love Josh's Barack Obama impression. It was really good. And then just, I guess the whole concept in general is just like, it's sort of like ridiculous how like either Christians blow up about Happy Holidays or like non-Christians are like, Happy Holidays. It's like, I don't know. I don't think people are as freaked out about it as everybody thinks they are, and that video really highlighted that.
I think you're right.
Am I the only
never freaked out?
Yeah,
I don't really care.
Am I the only one who has never heard anyone call me no one ever say I shouldn't say Merry Christmas? Only Christians saying that you must say Merry Christmas.
That sounds about right.
I mean, like, it's kind of, I think it's a big deal sort of here. I know some people are like, it's happy, like in Walmart or whatever, it's like Happy Holidays. But then there's other organizations that are like countering that and like Merry Christmas. So I don't know if it's like this secret debate between the stores or whatever. But I don't know. I don't really care. It's just whatever you want to say. It's fine with me.
I've written both things on Christmas cards. Does that make me a heretic?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Heretic Sarah.
I'm shamed.
Good.
Okay.
Now, kind of an interesting follow-up to the sarcastic Christmas episode was their episode, We Were Wrong About Christmas, an apology from Blimey Cow. Now, this episode, I'm going to be honest, this took me by surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Yep.
It actually didn't surprise me for some reason. Like,
I don't know. It does kind of go against the stuff they've said every other Christmas, but it's always been how I felt about it. So to me, it kind of felt like, yeah, I agree with this one. It's kind of, I don't know.
I like the way they presented it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was funny because we were talking about it. A few people were talking about it in the creative team, and it was like, Josh is like, okay, we're going to be honest in this one. And then someone puts honest in quotes, and like, this is the truth in those quotes.
Like, yeah, that was
so I didn't really know what to expect until I actually watched it, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it a lot too. It was a really good one to release that week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we all don't have to feel guilty giving each other presents. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I didn't get you guys anything.
I was going to give you a present, but then Blimey Cass said no.
Yeah. Raise my conscience.
The dramatic reenactment was really good in that episode, though. It made me laugh pretty
hard. I think it's been clever how they've been throwing in these all of a sudden mm-hmm. black and white dramatic reenactment pieces.
Yeah, those are the best.
That's a nice touch.
It's just the small things that we catch.
Yeah, it is.
And then I think the real shocker of the month, two non-sarcastic episodes. Back to back.
Incredible. Incredible.
With Don't Forget to Enjoy Your Life.
Mm-hmm. That one made me smile.
Yeah.
Me too.
A good episode.
I feel like as I watched it, I was sitting there thinking back on my year, and I kind of smiled to myself because I feel like out of all of the years of my life, I've done a better job of that this year than any other year. And I'm sitting here going, yes, that video is so true.
Yeah.
I feel like every time that video gets a view, an angel gets his wings.
Wow, Blimey Cow affecting heaven now.
God.
That escalated.
Their power just keeps getting greater and greater.
This podcast is heretical. They said things about angels that's not in the Bible.
That's a good BHK.
We are sorry, Big Head Kid. Big Head Producer.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, has anybody gotten their tags up for #?
I am pulling them up right now.
My singular one.
Right.
That I spent an hour to find. Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
#. We basically, all four of us, hosts and guest hosts, have been asked to come up with a hashtag and search Twitter for like 1 to 3 tweets concerning that you found funny. They've done this on the official podcast before. So we decided, yeah, we'll steal it because we're cheap and don't want to think of anything new.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
It is.
Fun.
It is fun.
But also because we're cheap and there's nothing new. Anyway, Sarah, why don't you start us off?
All right. So my hashtag was #, you might be a redneck. So here's what I've got for y'all. It's fancy. They have tablecloths.
Oh, it took me a minute. I was like, what?
It took me a second too.
Yeah.
Excited because with Thanksgiving coming, I'm getting a whole new set of cool whip Tupperware.
It reminds me of a Foxworthy thing, but
I chuckled to myself reading that upon realizing that I guess this makes my grandma a redneck. I remember going to her house as a child and she always stored all kinds of stuff inside of Tupperware containers that said Cool Whip on them.
See, I can do you one better. We have two Cool Whip Tupperware containers, and I would get a sunburn on my neck while riding a tractor and mowing the lawn.
Ooh.
Wow.
Five stars. But I'm actually
not. I'm very much not a redneck.
All right. You might be a redneck when your mom brags about having the nicest trash can on the block. And my final one. You might be a redneck if you decorate your outhouse with Christmas lights. Along with that post was a picture that I wish I could share, but it's an audio podcast, so there you have it.
Jack, what hashtag did you come up with?
The one that I actually found something out of the 12 that I searched was #why. So today I've had someone ask me what ice tastes like. That's literally the world I live in now.
Oh.
I wonder if they realized after.
Oh, any more hashtags? Any more tweets from that hashtag?
That's all I got.
Huh.
Yeah. I searched for a long time, and I could not find it much of anything.
Okay.
There you go.
Abby. Abs.
Hello. Okay. I'll start with, I've got three hashtags with two tweets in each one, so I'll start with my first one. The first one is hashtag my dog ate it. And and it goes, after a tremendously terrifying moment where my laptop decided not to work, I am now backing up everything. Hashtag better safe than sorry. Hashtag my dog ate it. Just imagine some dog chewing on a laptop. That's why I was like, oh no.
That would tick me off so bad.
Yeah.
And then the second one in that hashtag is my dog ate Catching Fire when I was only 150 pages in, so now I will never know what happens to Katniss and PETA and Gale.
No.
All right, Sarah, do you want to do your second one?
Oh, yes. So my second hashtag is welcome to Night Vale. So
I feel like that's a reference to something that I'm not getting.
It's actually another podcast that I listen to.
Okay.
It's pretty fun.
It's weird.
But yeah, you have to have the right twisted sense of humor to get it.
I'll try it then.
I found some pretty interesting quotes off of that one. So, hashtag welcome to Night Vale. But we understood our lack of understanding, which is all most understanding is.
That's so deep.
Yes, there were a couple of deep ones.
Well, parking level two here.
Then a pretty funny one. So, the second deep one is... death is only the end if you assume the story is about you.
Ooh. Oh. Mm. That is
I really good. Liked that one.
I like the wave of oohs that went across the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. And the last one, which kind of goes along with Blimey Cow's frequent sponsor. Audible. You can't burn what you can't touch.
That's good.
Yeah, I got the hashtag replace famous quote with dude.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
To dude or not to dude? That is the question.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's a good hashtag.
That is. I would have never thought of that.
Ask not what your country can do for you, dudes. Ask what you dudes can do for your country.
Yeah, bro.
That's good.
A dude. A dude. My kingdom for a dude.
That's good.
There are so many good ones here. But I think Abby said she had a second hashtag. Did she?
Do you want to read one more? Did you have another one for that one?
I have a page full of these.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Second hashtag is hashtag what's the matter with you? And there's one on here. I just like the way it's used. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot that irritates me more than people who say on accident, it's by hashtag what's the matter with you?
Huh.
And never thought about that. And it's kind of like that whole thing with seen and saw. If somebody says I seen it, I'm just like, no, it's I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
random grammar rant. Okay, second one. People that hashtag on Facebook really push my buttons. Seriously, it's a Twitter thing. Hashtag, what is the matter with you?
Yes.
Hashtag work on Twitter, or Facebook.
They do now.
Yeah.
They didn't used to, and people would use them back when Facebook didn't do hashtags, and it was the most annoying thing ever.
That's why we did it.
Honestly, I still think it's the most annoying thing ever on Facebook, because who wants to link their personal posts with everything?
It's true, yeah.
Because half the time, your page is set to private anyways, so what's the point?
Yeah. Well, it does, for one of my friends who used a consistent hashtag for one of her children that I want to keep up with the medical progress of, I use that hashtag occasionally to search for posts on that particular child.
That does
work. Yeah, yeah. There's scrapbooks now, too. Facebook does, you do hashtag whatever, and then it gets... Oh, no, maybe that's an at mention. I'm not sure. But if you at mention one of your kids and they're not on Facebook, it makes, a scrapbook for them.
Really?
That's kind of cool.
I've never heard of that. Huh.
I have a hashtag.
Go for it, Joe.
Do it.
My hashtag is hashtag fake Star Wars spoilers.
Awesome.
So let's see. The first one is, I think the Klingon cameo was a bit much.
That was the best part. It was seriously the best part.
that moment when Sam Jackson steps in and offers 3PO a slot on the Avengers.
Could you imagine if someone believed that is a real one?
Could you imagine if he was actually on the Avengers? I would watch that.
Now he's just Jarvis, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the body, I suppose.
But Jarvis has a lot of bodies.
That's also true.
Anyway.
Age of Ultron.
When I saw hashtag The Force Awakens, I wasn't prepared for the scenes where the Force just repeatedly hit the snooze button.
That is brilliant.
That's awesome.
That's all.
That's great.
Nice.
Use the dude, Luke. Use the dude.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, did you have another one, Sarah?
No, I just had those two.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I have any others either. Well, I have one, but it's kind of the same as my other one.
Oh, go with it.
Go with it? Okay. So it's hashtag the dog did it, not the dog ate it. I've got, wow, I'm just about to eat my homework and I blame it on my dog. Hashtag my dog did it. Okay. And then the second one is my dog jumped on my phone and liked someone's Instagram picture. Hashtag awkward. Hashtag the dog did it.
Nice.
That's great. That's awesome.
So are you going to enlighten us with more dude quotes?
I will probably sprinkle them throughout the rest of the podcast because they're just so good, dude.
Nice.
I only regret that I have but one dude to give for my country.
Me too, dude. Is this like slavery?
So, now for our last topic, or at least our last official topic. I'm sure we'll discuss random stuff for a while. But, Brother Time, Season 2. And like I said, this is interesting because I'm only partway through the first season.
Oh, so we have to do a spoiler-free review of BBT Season 2.
Don't bother.
That
don't
awkward
bother.
Moment when?
Yeah, I love in the end when Luke Skywalker shows up and offers Josh a place on the Avengers.
But it really bummed me out that Jordan got too. Zapped by the Death Star and died. That was like the saddest way they could have possibly ended it.
But Spock did such a great job.
Zach, how did you know you didn't watch it?
I read internet spoilers. Internet trolls were spoiling my BBT for me.
Now that is tragic.
That actually happened to me for Star Wars Force Awakens, though. It was really sad. Like, the biggest part of the movie, and if you've all seen it, you know which part I'm talking about. I already knew it was coming.
Oh,
I'm probably the one person in here that hasn't got to see it yet.
I haven't seen it either.
No,
I'm pretty sure I'm the only one person who has seen it.
Wow, that's a change.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Episode 1.
So don't bother with avoiding spoilers. I mean, I signed on for this. I'll
that
take
is
it.
True.
In that case, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen it yet, go watch it.
Spoilers.
Unless you're Zach. Yeah. You have to be here if you're Zach.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just going to take off my headphones and be done hosting for a bit.
Oh, dear.
Except you have to do the ending, so that's going to be tricky. But
I'll just watch for Matt's hand signs.
As he waves his hands in front of his camera.
Effective.
Yep.
Anyway, so what was your favorite part of this season? We'll start with Jack this time.
Probably the last episode, because the music at the end really set the mood for that episode very well. It was a very good ending to this not trilogy, series.
It's a Blimey Cow trilogy.
I agree, that music was good.
Yeah, the ending was beautiful.
The Big Head Kid rises.
That would have been an interesting cameo.
That would.
He should be like their next door neighbor, like he was back in Messages days.
Yeah.
It just ends with Big Head Kid going to console Jordan after the whole thing.
Ask Jordan.
I wish that there had been another video that had a longer version of whatever it was that Jordan was playing on his guitar at the very beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Was that song actually in his album or not? Because it sounded really familiar.
No, it's like, just him pretending to be pretentious with his guitar.
Yeah, I don't think that song was actually from anything.
It reminded me a little bit of his Feet of Demons song, but I haven't listened to it in a while, so I don't know.
That song is called Feet of Shadows.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Totally what I said.
Feet of Demons.
Feet of Demons. I think he's got to have a song that says that has demons in his name.
There is a song with demons in the lyrics.
Where my demons hide.
I can't remember what one, but I've heard
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Where my demons hide.
No, that's Imagine Dragons.
Yes.
Which also I listen to, which is good.
They're really awesome.
They are.
Yeah, they really are.
Totally going off topic, but that song is a really interesting exploration of a sin nature. How he can't escape it, even though he wants to.
The video is good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody see the video for Radioactive? That music video was the weirdest thing ever.
I haven't seen the official one. I saw the Pentatonix one with Lindsey Stirling, which was kind of amazing.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that, too. That one was good.
Cool. I think I've seen that.
Teddy Bear Fight Club. I just don't know how you get that from Radioactive.
I know.
Oh, that's weird.
Background music.
Okay.
I like
Back to brother time.
Yes.
I liked the song title that he had, My Heart Swims in a Sea of Souls. I wrote it down just for today.
Wow, I forgot that one. I enjoyed the episode with Jordan's online... Was it Jordan or Josh's online girlfriend?
Jordan. Yeah, I love that
Jordan's.
Episode.
Okay. Yeah, I enjoyed the one with Jordan's online girlfriend. I mean, I was kind of... Most of the episode, I'm just like, you know, I bet you anything, Josh just shows up. Yeah. So I kind of called the ending on that, but I still really liked that episode. It was fun.
That one also had a really deep ending to it.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Well,
it did.
Maybe not really deep, but it had...
Not really deep, but it furthered the characters.
In a relativity to the other three episodes.
Well, my favorite part of that episode, like, it's such a little thing, but I like it when Josh walks in and he's like recording his documentary and then it cuts out and he's holding a GoPro. I'm like, yeah, because every common household just films with a GoPro as a household documentary.
Totally.
It's just this tiny little camera.
Really funny thing about that is they establish in the first episode that they really are getting filmed by a documentary club.
Yeah, that's true.
Why does he film him with a GoPro when there's a camera right there?
In character, there's a camera right there. So meta.
Maybe.
Yeah, that was like that last episode when Kevin showed up. He was like just in the mirror. If
yeah,
you saw
that one shot. Kevin shot. That was. That still confuses me a little bit.
That scene was supposed to be disjointed and weird feeling.
Was it?
Yeah, and also they couldn't figure out a way to shoot it where Kevin wasn't in their shot.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
Yep. Because that was the first thing I said to Josh, was, what's up with this shot with Kevin?
How
well, it all makes sense. There's obviously a film crew anyways.
Yeah, I kind of liked it a little bit, though, because it was, like, it added to the confusion. It was, like, Kelly, like, stumbled in on not only Jordan and Josh, but, like, this whole camera crew, too. They never mentioned it, but I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, really. Yeah, Kelly's comeback, that was really interesting for me, because I'm sitting there, like, the whole time, I'm going, okay, they're definitely going to have to tie Kelly in somehow. How are they going to do it? And for a while, I was thinking, like, what if Jordan tried to steal Kelly, but that wouldn't make sense. He hated Kelly.
Yes. I love trying to figure out the mystery of what happened. And is it Kelly that's going to show up? Is Amy going to show up? And eventually they both do, but one of them's not. It's just a, we might do a season 3, but probably not. Bit.
I hope they do. Oh. They're better.
That's what I keep telling Josh is, like, you can't have that scene and not do season 3, but it's kind of like, I kind of like how it ends. It's like, Josh.
What's the
So I guess then we get brother, sister, creepy wife time.
Yeah.
That title just got really big.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Brother, creepy wife time.
Bring back Firefly. I mean... Big brother time.
Big brother time?
Brother, yeah.
Big brother, creepy.
There we go. Put
time.
Them all on Big Brother.
Oh my god. Can you imagine?
It'd be interesting.
It would.
I still haven't watched that show. I feel like I'd like it.
I've never watched it either. I've just always seen the ads.
Yeah. I think it's like Survivor, kind of, isn't it?
I think so. I think they vote people off. I don't know. The biggest taste of Big Brother I've ever gotten was on an episode of Doctor Who when they went to the future and ended up in a Big Brother episode.
One of my favorite episodes of Doctor Who. Season 1 is underrated.
Yeah. Mm.
We're tangenting. I'm sorry. Brother time. So what did you guys think of when Kelly showed up? Because she's portrayed differently in this season than season 1. Yeah.
I think Kelly's gotten more mature since season 1, which is good, considering it's been, like, what, 7 years?
7 years, yes.
So it makes sense that Kelly would have matured a lot since then. Mm-hmm. So I think that's good.
Yeah. It also makes sense from the perspective of Josh and Kelly are married in real life. So if they were married in the show, but Kelly was still a jerk, it would kind of be weird for real-life Josh to have written that.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Hey, honey, I've got this part written out for you. It's as you, and you're really creepy.
Which is how it was in season one, but in season one, they weren't married yet. It was just... hey, we want you to play Creepy Girl. We're going to name her after you, because reasons.
Yeah,
because reasons. She's just like, yeah, you know, why not?
Exactly. But, oh my goodness, when
Kelly
I got
Peter
to the
does
end...
not smoke.
Yo!
Yeah,
that's right.
That was good.
That was pretty funny that that was a disclaimer in season one.
Yes.
Keep the parents from freaking out.
That's right.
I needed a disclaimer like that in a video that I shot once when I was younger, because... I had this scene where I started the car and everything, and I didn't have the key or anything. I just added the sound effects and acted like I was driving the car, and I played the video back for my mom, and her eyes just bugged out of her head. She's like, "You started the car?" I'm like, dude, go back and replay it. I didn't even have the keys in the ignition. Look.
That's pretty good. I would not have put a disclaimer in for that. I would have just let them all wonder.
That could have been interesting.
Maybe I do smoke. What's it to you?
Oh, no, I'm talking about Sarah's video, not Kelly. The show is drowning in liquor.
I don't know. My mom was just so freaked out about me potentially having started the car when I was 12 that I'm just going, okay, I have to explain this to her or I will be in so much trouble. But
that was like, I did a video for like a grade 11 Comtech class. It was like the first big video that I had done. And we had this like tiny, like he was really short at the time. I think he was like 14. And we had him drive the car. And the way I cut it, it like actually looks like he pulls away. I was like, oh, whatever. He's 16.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm still kind of chuckling internally about Kelly being like, yeah, I do smoke. What's it to you? Like, all of a sudden, Kelly's a punk. Be like that one video where she plays that rebel kid.
Oh, emo Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, emo Kelly.
When she describes Tumblr, though, that's like the funniest thing.
Well, it's funny because it's so opposite of how she like actually is.
Exactly.
You can take your hate and you can shove it.
So that favorite episode of BBT?
Season of two. Like
season two. Just season
okay.
two.
Okay, alright, I was gonna ask.
Just favorite, of the five.
Favorite episode.
Ooh.
That's really hard.
That is hard. They all
I like the last one.
Mm-hmm.
They're all so interlinked. It's so hard to pick.
I'd say the last one. As well.
The second last one was good too, though.
Which one was that?
That's like where right at the end they're like, there's something about Kelly that I didn't tell Jordan.
Oh my gosh, that cliffhanger was driving me nuts when I first saw that. I'm like, no, you can't end this here.
But they did. Deal with it.
And then I had to sit there wondering.
You
for
can
like
take your hate
week.
And shove it.
Yep.
Ooh, I jumped on the play button so quickly when the next episode came out. Like that whole day at work, I saw it pop up in my news feed, and I'm like, I can't watch this until my lunch break, and this is driving me crazy.
No.
I was off that day, and I was bugging Josh all day. Like, is it up yet? Is it done yet?
Yep.
Yeah, because wasn't there like one episode where he was on the creative team? He's like, okay, it's gonna be up next or the next day, and then Oh, it's going to be up tonight. Oh, never mind. It's going to be up tomorrow.
Yep.
The early release didn't quite work, but we were all still just as excited for it. So I guess it's okay, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorite was actually, I mean, I guess other than the last one, because the last one was really good, but I want to say my favorite is Unspoken Prayer Request, because I loved trying to figure out what the journal said. And that alone just made it my favorite.
That was, yeah, that was cool. Fantastic. And how Jordan tried to throw Josh off and he came up with this elaborate thing about like he was doing drugs or something.
I saw that episode.
That episode made me laugh so much.
That was a good one.
I'm doing drugs, Josh.
Like, just tons.
The bad ones. The ones that will kill you.
That was like...
Drugs must make him really good at Donkey Kong.
I was just going to say the Mario Kart tournament, he has like a Mii or something, and the first thing he said was, yeah, sorry guys, like my Mii looks like I'm doing drugs.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
And then Joe here had his Big Head Kid Mii. That was pretty good. And then you were doing the impression the entire time. It was cool.
Big Head Kid likes Mario Kart. It's fun. I think
back with Brother time, I think season two is just so amazing because you feel such a range of emotions watching this show.
Yeah.
I laughed crazy hard at some parts, and then we get to the very end and Jordan buys them those tickets for Disneyland, and I'm like, oh, I am so close to crying, and I like never cry at movies. I'm not that kind of person, but they did an awesome job on that.
Just that shot alone of the MacBook, like closing with the tandem bike. Really
good. It was beautiful. And then that they incorporated that Vespers song, so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part.
So,
the whole series, I guess. The word still eludes me.
Yeah, it just fits so well, especially because like that song wasn't made for that particular like season. It was just a song, I think, unless the Vespers did make it.
No, because it came out like a couple years before they put out Brother Time.
Yeah.
Well, I think the CD released the year before they put out Brother Time, but they had to have written the song a couple years before because we've all observed that recording an album takes forever from at least Jordan's experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're actually so nice, though. They were like, they're so funny. The thank you video, their skit was like the funniest thing.
Yes. So, do you realize our podcast is, like, almost an hour long?
Wait, for real?
Yes, it is. We want to start wrapping it up.
Okay.
Good idea.
Probably should. We're probably going to have to edit a whole bunch out of this.
Sorry,
man. Yeah. It's not my job.
That's okay. Everyone's so glad it's not their job.
Yeah.
I thought when
Don't
you said
be messy and leave good dudes.
Thank you, Zach.
That's great.
Yes.
Do we have anything outro-y we need to say, or we just going to end it with don't be messy, leave good dudes?
Nah.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to our nearly an hour-long rant.
Woo!
We hope you've enjoyed.
That's right.
I may plan to double the length next time.
In-depth talk of all the Messy Mondays episodes. Every single one.
I forgot to talk about the fact that we don't have both of our consistent hosts. Like, Hannah's going to be in, like, pretty much every single other one.
Join us next time to hear the actual consistent hosts. Well, the other one in addition to Zach.
The actual? What do you mean I'm not actual?
Sorry, Zach. You're fired.
I feel hurt.
We didn't tell you, but we're replacing you.
Right away.
Yep.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
No!
That'd be so sad if after one episode, you're fired!
Oh.
Somebody else.
Okay, well, this has been Calmunity, the Blimey Cal fan cast.
I believe it's actually called the Calmunity fan cast, is the one we agreed on.
That's what I said.
It is what you said, but with less words.
It's true.
Oh.
This has been Calmunity, a Blimey Cow fan cast. Thank you all for listening.
There we go.
Bye.
You gotta keep that in.
Don't be messy.
Yeah, we do.
Fare thee well.
Goodbye.
Fare thee all well, yes.
Fare thee well.
So long, farewell, everybody. Good night.
And don't be messy.
Whatever, Fifi.